It's June, and that is significant for many things, but one of them being National Beef and Dairy Month. And here to tell us more about how South Carolina is recognizing these industries, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Tell us just how important is beef and dairy in South Carolina, Commissioner?
Economically, important, but unfortunately, some contraction, I guess, is the word, in our dairy industry. I can remember when I was first part of the family business, we had over 300 dairy farms around the state, and unfortunately, now we have in the 30s. So those that are still producing want to do everything we can to give opportunities, and June Dairy Month is one way that we do it, by highlighting all the great things that come from our dairy farms. I've been a part of June Dairy Month for more years than I'm going to own up to, but now the department, we're trying to continue this, and again, let consumers across the state know what our dairy farmers are doing.
I know this is something that's near and dear to your heart with your dairy background, and tell us about the milk farm, the dairy farm that that you grew up on. Is it still producing? What's going on there now?
It's not. We left the business about a little over 12 years ago, and we were just producing milk in bulk, and someone else was processing it. But we have several successful operators in South Carolina that not only produce the milk from their own cows, but they process it into milk or other types of dairy products, so we're very proud of those. You can learn more about them through our website to learn where you can buy South Carolina dairy products. So just real impressed with, again, the entrepreneurial spirit, the perseverance. We'll tell you this, we just had our first commercial robotic dairy farm get started up over in Edgefield at the Dorn family. They have robots milking their cows, so we've come a long way since my grandfather first started milking cows in 1927. So that is quite an innovation by Hickory Hill Farms over in Edgefield, and then Happy Cow Creamery up in the upstate. They do a great job with a number of products just around the corner. A neighbor of mine is Low Country Creamery. He is building a new facility as we speak. I rode by it a couple of weeks ago. So although small, we still have some great operators in the dairy business in South Carolina.
And it is, it's also Beef Month. We would be remiss if we did not turn our attention to the meat. I mean, it is summer barbecuing and grilling season, so the spotlight gets turned on the beef industry in South Carolina. Tell us a little bit about what the cattle is looking like.
Well, our beef industry in South Carolina is, for the most part, what we call stocker calves. People will calve out from a calving operation and get them up to weaning, and probably they head out west to other places where they feed them out to finish, and most of the processing occurs out there. But we do have those who carry their animals all the way to finish and make those products available. But our beef industry generates farm receipts of over nearly $134 million. So it's significant across the state, maybe more in the upstate. Down in Anderson County is one of our largest beef-producing counties. So one thing we're talking about is how do we get more processing in South Carolina so that our farmers can care their animals right up to processing and generate a different revenue from those animals. So it's a fascinating business, always has been, but no better time to think about it in the month of June, whether you're grilling out or going to get you some short ribs or things like that. And I just acknowledge that June is both beef and dairy month.
Yep. And then finish it off with maybe a cone of ice cream. You've got it covered right there.
Oh, yeah. Could even start with ice cream.
I would not object. National Beef and Dairy Month. Telling us all about it is South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.